Al Jazeera Podcasts.
Day 171 of Israel's war on Gaza. Over 32,000 Palestinians killed. And now, for the first time, the UN Security Council has spoken. It's passed a resolution demanding an immediate ceasefire, but only for the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, and we are already halfway through it. Humanitarian agencies such as Doctors Without Borders say that time is not enough to meet the needs. The resolution also calls for the protection of Palestinians in Gaza and for the unconditional release of captives. Well, here's what the resolution says. An immediate ceasefire for the month of Ramadan, leading to a lasting, sustainable ceasefire. It also demands the unconditional release of all hostages and humanitarian access to address their medical and other needs. It further demands that all parties comply with their obligations under international law while dealing with persons that they detain. It goes on to emphasize the urgent need to expand the flow of humanitarian assistance into Gaza and to reinforce the protection of civilians in the entire Gaza Strip. 14 countries voted in favor of Resolution 2728. Only the United States abstained from that vote. Well, since then, Israel has cancelled an official trip to Washington in protest against that past Security Council resolution demanding a ceasefire. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office issued a statement saying the fact that the U.S. didn't veto the resolution is a clear departure from its consistent position since the beginning of the war. The statement says the resolution gives Hamas hope that international pressure will force Israel to accept a ceasefire without the release of Israeli captives being held in Gaza. Well, Hamas has also issued a statement welcoming that UN Security Council vote, affirming its readiness to engage in an immediate exchange of prisoners held by both sides. Hamas also said it's important to ensure the freedom of movement of Palestinian citizens and the entry of humanitarian needs for all residents of the Gaza Strip. Hamas has also called on the Security Council to pressure Israel to commit to the ceasefire, to stop its genocidal war, extermination and ethnic cleansing of Palestinians. Well, Qatar has reacted to the UN Security Council's call for a ceasefire in Gaza. In a tweet, the foreign ministry said that it welcomes the Security Council resolution demanding an immediate ceasefire during the holy month of Ramadan. Qatar says it hopes the decision leads to a step towards a permanent ceasefire. The statement also stresses the need to commit to the implementation of the resolution, especially the cessation of hostilities, and also calls for the entry of humanitarian aid to Gaza without obstacles.
Coming up on The Take, why is U.S. intelligence partnering with Elon Musk's SpaceX to build a network of spy satellites? That's The Take by Al Jazeera. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.